Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're gonna examine how to work with someone who's always changing the plan.
Ooh.
I don't like that personally as well as professionally. So first we're going to address a situation where two people conduct a meeting together, and one of them always veers away from the agenda that they've set for the meeting.
Ugh.
Yeah. Then we'll take a break, and we're going to come back and have a general discussion about people at work who can't stick to the plan.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one, because when you map out a specific plan with a coworker and they refuse to follow it, it feels like they're undermining you.
And they are. I think they are, or maybe they just can't stick to a plan. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
So let's just go to our question, Logan.
I have a situation which involves a coworker who I'm having a tough time with. We work in separate departments, but we have to coordinate our efforts regularly. Our departments meet once a month together, and she and I conduct the meeting. Even though we discuss what is on the agenda before this meeting, my coworker always changes the topic and talks about something we already decided we wouldn't be covering. It sets me up to look bad, throws the staff off, and creates a chaotic quality to the meeting. What do I do? Help.
Can you fire her?
Probably
fire
not.
Her in the middle of the meeting?
And you know, it's not fair.
Maddening.
You probably have to just know that this person's not going to stick to the plan.
Is that it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it. Because I'm sure there's a reason why you've left certain things off the agenda.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't want them talked about. And then this person just does whatever they want.
Yeah, it seems like the first thing you'd have to do is immediately following one of those meetings, just ask what happened, at least to find out what their thinking is, right? Like, I thought we were going to do X, Y, and Z. How is it that you brought up A, B, and C when we said we weren't going to talk about that?
So try to get into their head, and then in the future you'll know who they are and
yeah, something like that. I mean, there are those people who are freewheelers and just, you know, spur of the moment. I was thinking, you know some, and I know some of those people in our personal lives and in the workplace who just, you know, they don't want to be reined in by any kind of agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just wondering if you need to contact them right before the meeting.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And
just to follow up, these are the things that we're going over.
And give them the wrong room number.
Oh. Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So that they'll get lost and say, yeah.
To at least give you 15 minutes to start without them.
Right.
No, go ahead.
I mean, just to say, look, this is what we've discussed. What could get in the way of, you know, what would happen to veer you and a different direction.
Yeah.
You know, if the person would allow that, I just think this is a person who is on their own, you know, plane and is going to do what they want. And it's really hard to work with somebody like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be what you want.
No. No. I mean, you could try something like, say, could I run the first half and you take over the second? But again, they'd have to be able to follow instructions to do that, right? To comply with that kind of idea.
How do you handle this in the moment?
You got to flow. I think, what do you think?
I think you can, and actually we've done this before as well. When we do public speaking, there are often people who want to go in a whole different direction.
Sure.
Right? So you entertain what they're saying for a few minutes, and then you say, that's an interesting point, let's get back to that, but first let's cover some of the things we've got here. So you redirect, basically.
Right.
But that is a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a skill.
It is a skill. I mean, what you don't want to do is pout, roll your eyes.
Right.
And accuse the person of, we weren't supposed to do that. What are you doing? Like, you don't want to do that publicly.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could text them if they look at their phones.
Angry emojis.
Or maybe you could say to them, you know, next time that happens, what if I just call a break and then you and I talk and see what's going on? If they'll let you. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are just freewheeling and they just do what they want and it's out of your control. I don't know. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
It is a tough one. I mean, the other thing, if you, so they're two separate departments. Certainly you're going to shoot, this individual will not be at your departmental meeting. So that's good news. You could, maybe you have other members of your staff run the meetings, like try to get it to be almost a cooperative. But they're still going to try to take it off course.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just somebody who doesn't follow a plan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we all know people like that. They just don't follow a plan, and they don't care about it.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. We have also handled people like that, where it's like, okay, that's a really good point, and we still need to address these things. But let's get to that, but first let's attend to this.
Well, another thing maybe you could do is hand everybody the agenda and say, today we're not going to go off course. And every time it does, you know, if you could possibly take control and say, that's not on the agenda, we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible, or if you can, you know, I don't know what the power struggle is with this person. I don't know whether there is, maybe there is a power struggle between the two of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who takes it off plan is doing it on purpose. I don't know. Mm. You got to figure that out.
Yeah.
I mean,
see
if
what's what's behind it.
What's the intent? If it's harmless, then it's harmless.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like you could have someone who's got severe ADD and attention deficit disorder, and so their mind just goes in another direction, even if the intention was to follow a certain line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's also people that don't like to be held tightly in. Like they want the flexibility that if, you know, I can go do this, that's what makes sense to them.
Right.
So, yeah, you got to understand what you're dealing with and how far you can draw a line. You know.
Well, I think the other thing is you have to understand that this is probably going to happen again, right? So that's part of it, is that you... And when you carefully plan a meeting with someone and then you have the agenda and you show up and suddenly they take you off course and it happens a few times, you may get angrier and angrier as if you're expecting that it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think the first thing is you just have to say, okay, I'm with someone who has a very hard time following, you know, a certain line of thinking. And it's not personal, we hope. Generally, I don't think it is, but it is disruptive.
Right.
Yeah, I once had a client tell me that their boss did that, took them off agenda, and, you know, he had not a good reaction to it, and she's, you know, they work with difficult clients. And she said, well, sometimes when you're with a difficult client, the agenda changes, so we should be accustomed to this. And I think that's very different than clients than peers.
Yes, I think it's paid employees.
Yes. Yeah, I think there's something. So there's some kind of power play there, which, you know, maybe to blindside people. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But if this is what you have to deal with, then you can try different tactics. Which is, I didn't know we were going to talk about that, so I'd like some time to think about it before I react.
That's good.
Maybe something like that.
Maybe we can table that for the next meeting.
When I'm more prepared. Thank you for blindsiding me. Would you take that knife out of my back now?
Don't you have to go to the restroom?
Yeah, exactly.
You look like you're hungry. Don't you want a snack? Go. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I don't know.
I think the table.
I don't really have any great ideas here. This is just a really tough one and builds a lot of resentment.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was thinking, though, also what you're talking about in terms of preparation, it's not a bad idea to go over what you're, not just the agenda, but what you each want to cover, what you're going to say, because I think sometimes this freewheeling is a cover-up for not being prepared. Right, where you've agreed you're going to talk about these topics, but you don't actually have your notes. You know, you're not really ready with what you need to say.
And interesting.
So you're like,
that's a good point.
I was thinking about this the other day.
Right.
So it could be that preparing a little more concretely with your coworker, colleague could, you know, at least improve a little bit the results.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, we found one thing.
We found one thing.
Well, we have a couple of ideas.
That's right. Yeah. Go to the flow, table it till the next meeting. I'd like time to prepare for to talk about that topic, and I'm sure everyone else here would too.
Maybe talk to them prior. I mean, I think we came up with a couple of ideas. We're just not excited about any of them because this is a tough one. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. Because it's an unmanageable person, basically. Mm-hmm. Someone who you can't rein in.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So we're just going to take a quick commercial break and then come back and talk just about working with people that can't stick to the plan. I like to talk about it personally, people that can't stick to the plan.
Yeah.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. And we're talking about people that can't stick to the plan that you have to work with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, work is about accomplishing. It's about getting stuff done. So you do need a plan. You do need to set goals. You need to have benchmarks. And then everyone sets out to achieve them. So if you work with somebody who can't stick to a plan, I think that's pretty maddening.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who likes a plan.
Yeah.
And are you someone who likes a plan, Kathy?
Well, I've just learned, I don't know that I always like it, but I've learned that planless people don't go anywhere. They don't get anything done.
Yeah.
They're just floating out in the atmosphere somewhere.
I learned those as skills on how to plan and how to set your goals and then how do you take steps forward every day. And now I like it because I like to accomplish things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to teach children this too. Children don't know this, but you teach them these skills.
Well, one thing I think that can help, and again, I guess I'm thinking more almost in the attention deficit disorder realm, is to help that individual set goals. What is it that we really want to accomplish here? And the other piece is to, if you are dealing with someone who has trouble with attention and following a certain line, understand that part of what you have to do is constantly reinforce what you discussed and what it is that you were planning to do together. Like you have to kind of bring them back to the plan.
Right.
On a regular basis and not take it personally, which is hard not to do because it feels like they're constantly undermining what you've agreed to do together. Mm-hmm. But I will say for people with true attention deficit that it's not intentional to keep derailing things. It's that they really have a hard time tracking. Mm-hmm. Your brains can't track properly. And so whatever you can do to assist with that is at least what you can do to work better with that kind of individual. And I know actually we've had top executives and entrepreneurs can have this same condition. Mm-hmm. They can be visionary for the long run, but have a horrible time just following a sequence of events. Mm-hmm. And so in our managing up chapters and in our managing up workshops and trainings, we always talk about bringing an agenda and helping your boss walk through with you what needs to be accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're nodding.
Well, no, I agree. And I used to think earlier in my life that these people, that this was a power play.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That this was their way of getting what they wanted. And I still think there's something to do with that. You know, people that are always very late, I think that that's disrespectful. And, you know, I have a lateness thing. And that it's a control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have to wait for you. They just got there and everything is focused on them.
Yeah.
So, but I hear what you're saying about the attention deficit. And, you know, these people may have that. But I also think there's other people that use it.
Uh-huh.
That, whether conscious or unconscious that they're using it.
Yeah, I think they use it to hurt other people, I believe.
To hurt?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Look, the workplace is competitive.
Okay, so to derail someone else's project or whatever.
Someone else's plan, by not having a plan, I'm derailing the people that have a plan.
Right.
Right.
Which is a plan in and of itself.
That's right.
Well, that's where
that they stuck to very well.
Yeah, they could stick to that plan, but not the
agenda. That's why it's important to find out what their goals are, I think. That's why it's important.
Well, the stated and the unstated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody will tell the truth.
They're not going to say, I want to take you down.
They usually
don't.
Number
one.
Sometimes Sometimes they will say it, and I'm grateful for those who say it, because then at least I know. Okay.
They're honest, yeah.
So that's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we're talking about if it's an ADD kind of situation, that part of
what you do
is help with the tracking.
You help them and you have to have empathy.
Yeah. And you review every time you meet. Okay. Last time we talked about this, and remember you said you were going to do that. And remember we were then going to try this. Are we still there? And often they'll say, oh my God, I forgot that part, but I did do this. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay. So let's go from here. Mm-hmm. Right. So that kind of person is willing to come back to the original idea and try to kind of catch up with you and go with you. Then there are those who just don't want to be reined in any way. And I suspect, I mean, I guess I, just as you think that certain people are trying to hurt you, I think very often the don't tie me down people just don't want to do the work. Right. And so that can be very frustrating. I mean, you could say to that person, I'll get back to you. Let me go finish this and I'll bring it back.
Yeah.
You can put your name on it.
Yeah, I think there is a lazy quality.
Sure.
And there's definitely lazy people out there that
would
slow it down.
Like a lack of discipline on their part. So if you identify that, what do you do?
I don't know. Get away from them as soon as possible. I think it's a problem.
Have you ever worked for someone like this, Logan?
For someone who is lazy, I'm sure I have. Yeah.
Or someone who just could never stick to the plan.
Yes, there's a lot of avoidance, but there's also a lot of patience.
Yeah.
And yeah, you have to, like you're saying, hold them accountable or have multiple people holding them accountable and making sure that they're not getting too far off.
Yeah.
But
so that's it. It's creating some kind of accountability. You were saying talking
kind of
about people in your personal life who are like this. How do you handle them?
I only have one person like this. I don't think I could have more. And, you know, you can't really make plans.
Right.
So if they happen, they happen. And chances are they're going to be something completely different than what we had talked about.
Yeah.
And I repeat it a lot.
Yeah.
The plan.
You follow up.
But it doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I allow it, and many times I don't.
Then you stick to your plan.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's your personal life. You know, if I'm working, I couldn't work with this person.
Yeah.
Nor can anyone else.
I'm just going to say, yeah.
She's self-employed.
Work life.
And everyone who's worked for her does not come back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a great quality.
No.
For those of you out there doing it, it doesn't really work out well for you.
Right. That's true. It gets old pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It gets really maddening, and it's unproductive. So, you know, I would try to report this person, or, you know,
write a ticket, give him a ticket.
Oh yeah. Be the police, be the workplace police. Well, no, I mean, you've got to go to the proper authorities and let them know that this is what's happening.
Right. Well,
just
actually,
keep a record of everything that's going on.
I was
going
to say, there comes documentation where you keep a record of the meetings you've had, and if it's
didn't
a joint project that you're doing, what you did or what they didn't do, what happened and what did not happen, the deadlines that were not met, reasons given.
Yeah. I've never worked with anyone like this. I think these people get fired pretty quickly. I just know them personally. Have you ever worked with somebody like this?
I did at one point, very briefly, but actually I was working for the individual. So I did, intuitively, I didn't really know what managing up was, but I would come with a list and go through it as much as I could, and it would change every day, and I'd write things in pencil, and, you know, I left.
Right. They have a high turnover.
Yeah.
If they're in a position of authority, they have a high turnover. Otherwise, if they're low on the totem pole, they don't do well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They get fired for lack of accomplishing things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, but this is important, is to say, so what you do have to do, you actually have, you have to have a plan for yourself, even if this individual can't stick to the ones that you create together. And then you have to document what happens. We were saying in a meeting setting, if they start to derail, you make sure everyone has a sense of the agenda and where you want to go, and you try to table their derailment if you can. Mm-hmm. And also appreciate that if it's someone who just has an attention problem, you're going to, part of your job, which is not fair, but just is the way it is going to be helping them track what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, not very satisfying.
But I know. It's a tough one.
It is, but it's real enough. And actually, why don't you tweet us your stories and your advice about how to work with those coworkers who can't stick to the plan to Ask K2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.